Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Welcome to Triviathon 2024. Here we go as we ring in the new year with 6 hours of fun trivia. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us now. We have teams that have registered, teams that are registering as we speak, getting ready for the Trivia Challenge. Triviathon is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, the House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, and Cardinal Glass CG. Inviting you to join us for Triviathon all night long. On behalf of Ken Feed, Chris Simonson, Joanne Krulatz is here, along with Bo Hendricks, and yours truly, we invite you to take the Triviathon challenge. And some good stuff coming your way. Questions approximately 5 to 6 per hour is what we're going for here. And every question will have about 10 minutes or so. But if we sense that the question is being answered quickly, and that happens quite a lot where all the phones are in and we're still 3 or 4 minutes away, we will take it down and bring you a new question. So again, the number to call is 608-647-2111 with your answer. And if you do come across a snag, maybe a scoring problem or whatever, you can text 608-647-4155, and we will get back to you. So, all right, team, are you ready in there? All right, I think Joanne's still eating chili, but yeah, we're about ready here. Here we go. Question number one of Triviathon 2024. Major League Baseball Hall of Fame player and coach. His real name was Lawrence Peter, yet he was nicknamed for a bear. What was the last name of this famous major leaguer? MLB Hall of Fame player and coach. His real name was Lawrence Peter. Yes, he was nicknamed for a bear. What was the last name of this famous major league player? Let's get it going here. I was thinking about running up the steps, but we have no steps here at WRCO Studios. But anyway, Bill Conti and the orchestra kicking off Triviathon 2024. This is the one we're currently working on. MLB Hall of Fame player and coach. His real name was Lawrence Peter, yet he was nicknamed for a bear. What was the last name of this famous major leaguer? It's like Triviathon teams are coming through and getting the answers through. Again, 608-647-2111. Yes, we answer the phone. That's the best way to get the answer, and the fairest way as well, as a lot of people have internets at different speeds and whatnot. Just make sure if you're calling on the cell phone, which most probably are, make sure you've got good reception. Maybe you're standing on one leg in one side of the house, whatever the case might be, but make sure you can clearly get that through and answer. And remember to call only once. You're limited to one call per question.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Now we gotta run. More time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
There you go. Maybe that's your theme song, Catch Us If You Can. Remember, maybe you stumble on one or two early, but you've always got that shot. If you're one of the only teams to get the question correct, you could get a 50-pointer. The more teams that get it right, the lesser the points. We'll give you the answer to this one right after these words from some of our sponsors of Triviathon.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
All righty then. Phone's down. On question number one, Triviathon teams. His real name was Lawrence Peter, yet he was nicknamed for a bear. The last name of this famous major leaguer, Berra. As in Yogi Berra, B-E-R-A. Berra, the correct answer. All right. Question number two. What do these have in common? Maria Ann, Australia, Sour, the Beatles. What do those have in common? Maria Ann, Australia, Sour, and the Beatles. All right. 608-647-2111. Good luck, teams.
When you're clocking out, yeah, I'm clocking in, getting ready to hit the stage. Just know they're singing along to all them songs I wrote about you, and I'll be saving all my love before you come Sunday.
Lainey Wilson, who had a big year in 2024, opened some dates for the Rolling Stones, in fact. This is where we repeat the question. Again, question two. What do these have in common? Maria Ann, Australia, Sour, and the Beatles. 27 degrees, a late night forecast calling for a few flurries, maybe a low of 21. New Year's Day 28 with a few stray flurries as well. Not too bad for the first day of 2025, I would say.
Yeah.
Post Malone had a big year with all kinds of duets, that one with Morgan Wallen, and we'll be playing all kinds of music from all the genres that we play here on WRCO, having a little fun as we count down the final hours of 2024. On the phones, Mr. Thede, Mr. Simonson, and Ms. Krulatz as well, Mr. Hendricks, and yours truly, the knee in here as well. We're wrapping it down, rounding it down for question two. We'll put the wraps on it coming up. As we bring you updates here
Attention
on WRCO.
Veterans, active service duty members, and eligible spouses, did you know you could own a home with no down payment? VA loans, backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, are a powerful benefit designed just for you. With no private mortgage insurance and competitive interest rates, a VA loan can help you achieve your home ownership dreams. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. We're honored to serve those who have served us. The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping heroes find their way home.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
All right, we're going to say phones down on question number two. Phones down. What do these have in common? Maria Ann, Australia, Sour, and the Beatles. Well, the correct answer is apples. Or more specifically, Granny Smith apples, but we would accept either. Maria Ann was Granny Smith, and they were raised in Australia. They're sour, of course, and that was the emblem of the Beatles record label in the late 60s. All right, question number three. Get ready. Here we go. From the book Killing Kennedy, what was the movie about assassinating a president that Lee Harvey Oswald watched with his wife days prior to the assassination of John F. Kennedy? From the book Killing Kennedy, what was the movie about assassinating a president that Lee Harvey Oswald watched with his wife days prior to the assassination of JFK? Good luck, Triviathon teams. We'll be giving you a scoring update here in just a little bit.
Thank you.
Question three from Triviathon 2024 from the book Killing Kennedy. What was the movie about assassinating a president that Lee Harvey Oswald watched with his wife days prior to the assassination of John F. Kennedy? All right. If you got a question about scoring or a question about your team or whatever the question might be, you can text 608-647-4155. You can text that line and we'll get back to you and answer that quickly.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. Stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
There you go. Big finish there. Yeah, it's Mr. Simonson was swinging the microphone there in the other studio there, getting into it. Good job there. Oh, and a microphone drop at the end. Ooh, there. That was impressive. All right, we're wrapping up question three. We're going to give you a scoring update as well. Bo is typing as merrily as he can on his Crown Olivetti typewriter there. With you've got Correcto Type 2, I think, don't you, Bo?
Yeah. Well, I have Whiteout.
He's got Whiteout. All right, good. We'll be back with the conclusion of question three in just a moment.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
All right, Bo Hendricks is in. Bo, how about adding up the first couple so teams can score along with us at home?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that for you, Phil. So getting things started off, I think we started off on a nice pace, giving a lot of teams, you know, a couple questions where they could really sink their teeth into them. After the first two, looking at the team scores, the Idiots and, or the ID10TS, Boondock Trivia Brigade, Reindeer Lips, Whiskery Mix, The Warehouse Bees, Party of 10, Tri-County Scholars, Not Great Expectations, Hairball, Triple Threat, Three Stooges, Not a Clue, Sour Gummy Worms, Smells Like Team Spirit, Barnyard Scholars, Rapture Ready. All of those teams have gotten 20 points. After that, we have the Fairground Friends, still guessing, Sagacious Souls, they have 20. Nobody Knows is at 10 points. Ubiquitous Wayfarers is sitting at 20. Lazy Past Kids at 20. The Just the Facts, Bruh, is at 10 points. Bronx Bombers at 20. The Red Hot Trivia Peppers at 20. Also, the Sorgy Sippers are at 20, and Monona Minions have 10.
All right. So both of those questions were 10-point questions,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So questions one and questions two, 10 points apiece. All right. Phones down from the book Killing Kennedy, the movie about assassinating a president that Lee Harvey Oswald watched with his wife days prior to the assassination of JFK from 1954. The movie was called Suddenly. Suddenly. I think some teams got that one wrong. Suddenly was the correct answer. Okay, let's move on to number four. Question four, as we reset our stopwatch. Who was the first Milwaukee Brewer to lead the Major League Baseball for a season in a pitching stat? The first Milwaukee Brewer to lead Major League Baseball for a season in a pitching stat. 608. 647-2111. That's the line to answer on. Good luck, Triviathon teams. It's question four.
Well, we're not done.
Tom Petty on Triviathon 2024 on question four is what we're currently working on. Repeating the question, who was the first Milwaukee Brewer to lead Major League Baseball for a season in a pitching stat? All right. Nice to talk a little hot stove baseball this time of year. Baseball song. I think we had that as a question a few years ago about a non-baseball person in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he's one of the few, if maybe the only one, that's John Fogerty. And his amazing bat guitar, I think, is in the Hall of Fame at Cooperstown. Well, we're wrapping up this one. An important reminder that the text line that we gave you, 608-647-4155, is just for troubleshooting about scoring and whatnot. We've had some teams trying to answer on the text line. So if you've tried to text in, we will not accept your answers on the text line. You've got to call it in. You got to go old school. So if you've done that, make sure you call your answer in. Question four is wrapping up. We're going to put it down here in just a little bit here today. But again, let's recognize the sponsors of Triviathon 2024.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Question number three, Bo Hendricks, official scoring guru there. What was the point total on three?
Yes, Phil, I'm predicting it was a 30-pointer, actually. 13 teams had the right one. It was a little bit of a tricky one. Started to throw you a first curveball of the evening, but the answer we were looking for was the 1954, or the movie from 1954, Suddenly. Had some for Manchurian Candidate and others, but what we were looking for was Suddenly.
You're right. I think Manchurian Candidate was the most common answer that was wrong, but it was the 54 movie, and again, it was listed in that book, Killing Kennedy, and was Frank Sinatra in, who was in Suddenly, Ken, did we determine that?
He was in Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, who was in Suddenly, though? There was somebody famous in...
Sinatra was in Suddenly.
That's what I thought. I thought Sinatra may have been in Suddenly as well, so that's some trivia, too. All right. Let's put the old phone down on question number four. The first Brewer to lead Major League Baseball for a season in a pitching stat, 1971 the year, Ken Sanders. In saves with 38, he had 83 appearances. Again, we had some guesses for Jim Slayton. He had quite a few Brewer records and led the Brewers, but as far as Major League Baseball, Ken Sanders was the first. All right, phone's down on that one. Let's move to number five. What is the six-digit number on the Milwaukee road car featured at the Tourism Center in Richland Center? A local question. What is the six-digit number on the Milwaukee road car featured at the Tourism Center in Richland Center? Good luck, Triviathon team.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Train a coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
A good old train song from Johnny Cash. What is the six-digit number on the Milwaukee Road car featured at the Tourism Center in Richland Center? It's question number 5 of Triviathon 2024.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms and fields, passing trains that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone when the day is done.
Dealing card games with the old men in the club cars. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep are rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad news.
Arlo Orlo Guthrie's classic ode of a Steve Goodman song as we wind down question number 5.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed Computer Doctors. They'll build the computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. It's time to say phones down for question 5 as we ring the magic bovine bell. What is the 6-digit number on the Milwaukee Road car featured at the Tourism Center in Richland Center? The number is 992064. 992064. You've probably driven by it hundreds and hundreds of times. Next time, drive by it and think, oh, yeah, that was that Triviathon question, wasn't it? Number 6, here we go. Question 6 of our number 1. Who is the person in commonality with these artists? Frank Sinatra, Leslie Gore, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, and Ringo Starr. Who is the person in commonality with these artists? Frank Sinatra, Leslie Gore, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, and Ringo Starr. There you go. That's question 6.
Shake it up.
Question six, who is the person in commonality with these artists? Frank Sinatra, Leslie Gore, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, and Ringo Starr. As we approach the first hour down here, we've got a few minutes to go in the first hour of Triviathon 2024. With a chance of flurries. New Year's Day, 28. Wednesday night, 15. Thursday, 25. And Friday, just 20 degrees. in Richland Center. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 27. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Bo Hendricks, question number five. How many points should teams credit themselves with if they got that one right?
Well, actually, why don't we take a look at four? Because I think we left off at four.
Okay.
At number four, that was a tough one. And that one, we had people come away with 40 points if they got that right. The first, the second tougher one, but the hardest one so far tonight. After that, question number five, that one was a 10-pointer. A lot of teams actually managed to get that right. And as I was just telling you a moment ago, either these people really know this town or, you know, traffic was pretty crazy over there by Quick Trip.
It must have been. So that's a 10-pointer. All right. Phones down on question six. Who is the person in commonality with these artists? Frank Sinatra, Leslie Gore, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, and Ringo Starr. That would be Quincy Jones, who produced songs and albums for each of them. Quincy Jones passed away during the year of 2024. All right, let's move on to number seven. Question number seven as we get into the next round of trivia. It is well known that former Major League Baseball player Ryan Duren was born in the northern Richland County village of Cazenovia. Can you name another native son of Cazenovia whose name is occasionally mentioned during Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts? Once again, well known that Ryan Duren, born in the northern Richland County village of Cazenovia. Can you name another native son of Cazenovia whose name is occasionally mentioned during Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts? All right, good old karaoke song here. Settle down, Mr. Thief.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game.